WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
Over the last 2 weeks, a few million high school students took a high-stakes test from their bedrooms. Advanced placement courses can earn students college credit if they pass the exams. But the test had major adjustments this year because of the coronavirus pandemic, and it could signal what's to come for other rigorous tests in the fall. WBEZ's Susie Ahn reports.
Over the past several days, Caroline Stadnick took three advanced placement or AP exams, U.S. History, Biology, and English. Instead of pencil and paper in a classroom with other students, it was a computer in her bedroom by herself.
I locked my door. I put a sign up. I told everyone in my family, this is the time I'm testing.
After states across the country canceled in-person class for the rest of the year, the College Board, the organization that administers AP exams, decided to move the test online. Carolyn was glad the test wasn't canceled and her hard work wouldn't go to waste. But the Fenton High School junior says preparing remotely was difficult.
If you wanted to study and do good for these exams, you had to study yourself and put in the work. Our teachers were there, they were an email away, but they could only do so much.
It also required more setup on her end. She did a tech run through the night before to make sure she could actually take the test. The day of, she told her family to limit internet use and, of course, to keep down the noise.
My brother came in a few times even before the test asking if I was about to test, and I was yes, please, go, just be quiet.
The College Board said they wanted to make sure the test was as equitable as possible. It offered devices and Wi-Fi to any students who needed it. But the test still had some glitches.
I have three students who had tech issues the day of the test and are going to have to, they applied for and will hopefully be granted the makeup in June.
Sheila Harden is an AP calculus teacher at Oak Park and River Forest High School. Normally, she'd have end-of-year projects and treats, like a pizza party the night before the exam to get students motivated. While there was concern about the technology, she's glad the College Board adjusted the format of the test. The College Board pared back its test, leaving a shorter written or typed exam. Students also have the opportunity to use notes. And at the end of each test section, students have 5 minutes to submit their work. To prevent cheating, students are given a unique digital ID. And for the first time, Harden will be viewing her students' test as an extra check.
When I was honest with my students, I know their handwriting by this time of the year pretty well, but I also know how we write.
That's easy to say for this year, but she worries if this continues.
It's harder to face 54 new kids in August that I don't know.
Andrew Sheros is assistant principal at West Leiden High School in West Suburban Northlake. They're used to exam glitches even during non-pandemic times.
There are issues when you have it in the building, right? There's an alarm that goes off or a student who gets sick. Irregularities and exams, we're kind of used to seeing these.
He says, of course, everything would be much easier at school, especially for the AP exams. The remote test is a glimpse at what the SAT college entrance exam might look like if kids have to take that from home next year. The College Board also administers that test, and it's rescheduled it for the fall once buildings reopen. Sho says it would take considerably more effort than the AP exam to do SATs remotely.
But it just brings in a whole new ballgame of how test security is important.
In the first week of testing, the College Board said only 1% of AP test takers across the country had tech issues. Meanwhile, a group of students have filed a federal lawsuit against the College Board because of technology problems. They want their tests to be scored. Significantly more students take the SAT. It's a requirement for Illinois juniors. The College Board says it could offer a secure and equitable remote test, but hasn't yet said what adjustments would be made. Caroline Stadnick says she is more concerned about taking the SAT remotely than her AP exams.
It's kind of scary because technology doesn't always work our way. So I definitely think it's going to be different and kind of difficult, but we never know.
She'll soon be applying for colleges, but submitting her SAT scores later. Susie Ahn, WBEZ News.